one of the nice things about having two different parshiyos in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is that something that you forgot to say last week, so you could say it this week because it's still parshiyos in Chutz La'aretz, it's still leaning in. But that's really just should have been mentioned last week when we were talking about taking the initiative. It's really the hemshich of the parsha Lehedia, Lomani Gora. That was the time of Lomani Gora that Klal Yisrael stood up and they said, why should we lose out on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach just because we were tummy? What type of time is that? The mitzvah is forever shaykh to the mitzvah. If you were tummy, you weren't able to do it. You were an honest mitzvah. You weren't able to do the mitzvah. His hands are tied behind his back and he can't move, so therefore he can't get to the matzah. So therefore, he should be able to eat matzah now on Lag Baomer because it's what shaykhes. He wasn't able to use it on it. Say it. Honest is an honest. No, you see that somebody that they stood up to take the initiative and ask. Maybe, Efshur, still, maybe there's some way that we still be carrying the mitzvah. Sure enough, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him another mitzvah. I wonder if that would have happened with other mitzvahs as well had people stood up. But either way, not to just. If there's something that there's a possibility for it to get done in Avodas Hashem, to stand up and take the initiative. The end of the parasha of Bala Yisrael, Maisa Miriam, and Rashi brings up the beginning of Shlach, Loma Nismacha Parshas Meraglim, the Parshas Miriam, because Miriam Lokso, Al Shadibra Ba'achil, Rishoim Balalu, Ro Velo Lokum Musr. The Rishoim, these Meraglim, who were Ba'atim the Nasim, they Lo Lokum Musr, they saw what happened, and they didn't take Musr. Agav, just from here we see what Musr is. What is Musr? If you had to teach what is Musr, is Zustellen zum sich, as the Bali Musr would say. It means to take it and apply it to yourself. You saw what happened. Everybody saw what happened. It wasn't a question what happened with Miriam. Everybody saw. Va'om lein al-sa'ad hadi yosef Miriam. Then that nobody went anywhere. Why are we not going? I don't know what happened with the Onan. The Onan didn't move or did move. The Onan didn't move, so there's no reason that they should think that they're going. There was something that was, there was a reason that they should have gone. And nevertheless, they didn't go. Why? Vosepis, why are we not moving? Is there traffic somewhere? In the midbar, there's traffic. What's going on? Oh, Miriam. Miriam's outside. Why? What was with Miriam? Just Taras. Everybody saw, everybody heard, everybody knew. So, what was missing? The missing was that applying it to themselves. To take the lesson and apply it to themselves. To learn through the Musa Sefer. A person learns through the entire Musa Sefer. And it has absolutely no effect on the person because they never applied it to themselves. I remember when I was much younger, Halavai should learn Abu Musa by now, but I was much younger. It was one of my first times probably going through Mesil Sasharm. So after Zahira's Rizus, give him the keys, gets up to the Mesil Sasharm he says, Ad Khan to be a tzaddik. Mikan ve'elach liyos chosid. So I turned to the guy sitting next to me, Abu Musa Seder, and I said, what do I do now? I go weiter or I go back to the beginning? When Ad Khan liyos tzaddik, what do Mikan al-Hava? The answer is that you could go through the entire Musa Seder many times. Musa Seder many times. If you don't apply it to yourself, so then of course you're not going to become the tzaddik. You're not going to be able to move on to become the chassid. But going through and seeing Musa, seeing something, if you don't apply it to yourself, then you haven't taken Musa. That's what Musa. Ro v'loy lachum Musa. That's what Musa is. Musa is to apply the situation to yourself. How does this apply to me? How does this mice that I have with Miriam apply to me? What was the taino of the Meraglim? Why taka were they Moitzi Diba? Why were they Moitzi Diba? Chazal tells, because they didn't, one of the reasons brought down is because they didn't want to lose their Ma'amad as one of the Rashi B'nai Yisrael. It's not exactly clear what were they? They were the Nasim. They weren't really the Nasi. I saw in the Baal term today, it says that they were the Rashi, says Rashi B'nai Yisrael Hema. Hema B'gamatria Chamishim. It says that they were the Sariah Chamishim. So that's what the Baal term says. These were the Sarei Hamishim. Sarei Hamishim, then they had Sarei Ameos, and then they had Sarei Alafim. And the Sarei HaChamishim, which are even greater. Right? Sarei Hamishim was Kalev and Yeshua, and just tells it for who we're talking about in the Dara Midbar. But they didn't want to lose their Ma'amad, so what did they do? They were Moiti Dibo, because when they were scared they were going to come to Israel, they weren't going to have the same position as they had when they were in the Midbar. So Mela, let's stay in the Midbar. And what happened at the end of the day? It backfired. Not only did they not retain their position, but they lost everything that they had up until then. Any cover that they would have had, Had they not done this, they lost all that because of the mice that they did. Which is an interesting phenomenon that to point out is in Yiddishkeit, in Yoni Ruchnius, you see that there's very many things that are counterintuitive. We think that this is the way to get covered, this is the way to get tired, this is the way to get, and you'll see that it works exactly backwards. Just one other nukuda that's interesting that we see in this week's parasha. It says v'hiben tzarim. In last week's parasha, it says v'hiben tzarim. So it says that b'etzem when we take the arin, all the oivim are going to run away from Klai Yisrael. The shaila, obvious shaila, is that's not exactly what happened when they went into Eretz Yisrael. They came into Eretz Yisrael. They had the arin. Kibush and chiluk was 14 years, 7 years of kibush. If they would have come to Eretz Yisrael with the arin and everybody would run away like the Girgashi did, then they wouldn't have to have 7 years of fighting. What happened? It says that bin tzayarim v'yom v'shei kuma Hashem v'futzay v'achav v'yusim v'nisanecha miponecha. We don't see that it happened. So think of the money to Tzfona. I was just looking for it. I couldn't find the Chumash. Tzfona last says that Be'etzem, had they not gone with the Meraglim, then in a Hanami, that's what would have happened. But once you started going with the Meraglim, you go al derech ha-teva, and you're going to go, you're going to be the ones to figure out how to conquer the land. You're going to conquer the land? We'll let you conquer the land. That's better than what we saw in the Beis Halevi. The Chavis Lava says in Bitochin, a person that doesn't want to go with Bitochin, he wants to go with Ishtadlis. Because someone says, Beseder, you want to go with Ishtadlis? You have to go with Ishtadlis. Instead of working 4 hours and making the money that you were working 8 hours, if you would be Biteach, you'll have to talk work 8 hours or 10 hours, however long it's going to take. The Bitochin is the way to, you want to go with Ishtadlis, you don't want to go with Bitochin, Beseder. You want to go with Derech HaTev, you don't want to go with Teiva Ha'aretz Ma'id Ma'id, because the Shbrochu says it's Eretz Vas Chalav Dvash, and you don't want to rely on that. You want to go, no, I'm gonna go on my own, send up Merag, and we're going to figure out exactly how to... Because the Shbrochu says, fine, you're going to do it in a natural Eifin, then in a Hanami, you're not going to have the Schus of the Yenusim Yisanecha Miponecho Ayde the Arin. Be'etzem, this yisurid of somebody that's looking for covered, he loses his covered. That's what Chazal say, called a rei defachar covered, a covered berachas mimenu. And not only that, the opposite is also true, called a berech min a covered, covered berachas acharov. That's what they say a lot of times in the Gedolim. They were berech min a covered their entire lives. The only time that finally it's when they're able to catch up with them, when they're nifter, then you have 250,000 people by a levaya. You have a well-known story with Shlomo Zalman's levaya. There's a policeman there that was by levaya, and he was totally overwhelmed with the amount of people that showed up by levaya. He says, "Had I know, if I would know that I would have this amount of people by my own levaya, I'm willing to drop dead right now." So he said, "It's like the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. It says, Hu haya imer Hillel.'" In the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Hu haya imer Nigad Shmo Avad Shmei. Somebody that goes to seeks to acquire fame to make his name big for himself, Avad Shmei, then he loses his name. The best way to make a name for yourself is to try to publicize yourself. No, opposite. Not only what you had up until now, the Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reish, Teres Hashlomim, he says that's found in this Mishnah. He says all the four things that are mentioned in this Mishnah, Nigad Shmo Avad Shmei, is the first thing. Tlei Moisif Yosef. He says all these four things are counterintuitive. But we would think that this is the best way to do something, to acquire, achieve something. And the Mishnah is going to tell you that it's the exact opposite. Negad Shema Asim is looking to acquire fame, Avad Shmei. You'll lose whatever name that you had until now. That's exactly what the Meraglim had. Deloy Moisif, Yosef, somebody that he wants to sleep more because he doesn't want to learn. Deloy Moisif says somebody that's not Moisif Ali Mudoy at a time when he has more time, adding on to his learning, decides to sleep more, so he should be stronger. Yosef, fakert, he's gonna die earlier. He's trying to get himself more healthier through sleeping more. Fakert, it works the opposite way. Lo yolif katal lechayiv. Somebody doesn't want to learn Torah, he says, because Torah is mateshes kerechay shel adam. Katal lechayiv. Fakert, he's best mechayiv misa. It's gonna cause his demise. With the ishtamish betaga chalaf, and somebody that uses the crown of Torah as a way of getting parnasa, chalaf, he's going to be choylev v'ayver min ha'olam. His parnasa, he's not going to, not only is he not going to be misik parnasa, he's going to lose whatever he had up until then. Interestingly, there's another Mishnah that a different parish says also the same thing later on in the parak. The Medrash Shmuel says, That's Siogle. Siogle Chochma Shtiko. Siogle Maitreis. Siogle. So the Mishnah Shmuel says also a similar thing. He says that everything in the Mishnah is better counterintuitive. Mesiris is a siog for Torah. The way that you should remember Torah is by having Mesiris. Fakir, if it would be written down and you didn't have Mesiris, then that's the best way to remember. He says, no, the Mesiris, the fact that it's given over Balpeh, Machayv, a person to have a clarkhead in it in a certain way that he wouldn't have had it been written down. Written down, then you know it's always there. It's always written down. You can just check it up. Mashenkin, if it's Balpeh, then a person has to have a clarkhead. He has to make sure that he chazes it. He makes sure that he learns as much as he could, because if he doesn't learn it, it's going to get lost. Siog loisher, ma'aser siog loisher. Giving away your money is a siog for isher, right? As the Gemara says in Ksubis, tells the story of the daughter of Nakdim Ben Gurion at the time of the Churban, that Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai found her, which is picking out sirin from Ben Gloli al Behemis, and she sees Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai and she says, "Oh, Rabbi Parnaseini." So she says, "Who are you?" She says, "I'm the daughter of Nakdim Ben Gurion." The daughter of Nakdim Ben Gurion. So Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai turns to the Talmidim and says, I remember signing on her ksuba. Aside from the fact, the amount that her father-in-law promised the couple, her father promised 1,000,000 gold coins. That was just the father's dowry. Was 1,000,000 gold coins. So he turns to her and he says, what happened to all that money? Where did all that money go? So she said, Loi kach imrim. He says, melech mamon chosar. Isn't that what Chazal say? Somebody that wants the melech, somebody wants to salt away their money, to preserve their money, the way to do it is chosar, by giving it out. That's the chorus, certainly counterintuitive. The way that you preserve your money is by giving it away. Yeah, that's what it is. Maestris, somebody gives maestris. Siogla. Maestris is siogla isher. Nidarim siogla precious. Siogla chofashtiko. These type of things. It says in Shat, siogla chofashtiko, that a person would think that the best way to gain chokhmah is by debating, by vikuchim, by talking a lot, by. The best way is to listen. That's the best way. Says the Met. And best we find this is we find this Yisoid Chazal saying Sukkah, Eiver Katan Yish Ba'odom Masbir Rov Mar Ivoy Sova. Just Lachera Mashal for all Taiva. All Taiva of a person. If a person starves his Taiva, then he feels satisfied. If a person satiates his Taiva, then he feels starving. The question is, why does it work that way? What's the pshat? Mishi Yish Leimana Reitz Masayim. And somebody that Mishi Yish Masayim Reitz Arbameis. Seems with all of the taivas and all these inyanim, kavod, taiva, money, all these things, it all backfires. It all works backwards. Person tries to satiate himself and fakert. It's like drinking salty water. For that first second, it gives you a feeling of satiation, but a little bit shortly afterwards, you're much thirstier than you started off. What's sakap shat? Muchtam Leo, Rav Dessler, and Chilak Dalet, he says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that taiva works that way, the Masbir Rov, Ma'ivay Sovas, to show that Taiva Sheker. It's not a real Metzias. It's fantasy. It's Dimyun. There's nothing really there. And I'll prove it to you. Because look, when a person's hungry and he eats, then he feels satisfied. He doesn't feel like he needs to eat more. However, but Taiva is not the way. After he satisfies himself, then he feels that he needs more. What's the Psha? What? Because a hunger is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Metzias instead of Bria. As opposed to Taiva as a Dimyan, it's not emes. It's something which is not, it has no kiyum really. Taivas has no kiyum. It's sheker b'etzem. Shekem doesn't have a reglaim, like it says. It's something which doesn't have any kiyum. And the chura, the reason why it is that way, is because a person is made up tzai of a guf and a neshama. There's two halakim to every human being. And the guf and a chanami maybe goes for the chomer, for the chomrius. And the Gashmias, however, the Neshama can never be satisfied by the Gashmias. And the Meila, the only way to satisfy the Neshama is if with Ruchnius. There's no way to satisfy it with Gashmius. So you can stick in as much Gashmius as you want, but it's never really going to satisfy the Neshama. And therefore, the only way to really come to satisfaction, to feeling of contentment, to really feel full, to feel that he has acquired something that, and he's not just looking for more, that the only way is with Ruchnius. And that's really this, all these chazal, the yesod of all these chazal is the same thing. That running after taivas, running after money, running after inyanei taivas, running after kovid, it all backfires. It doesn't work. Because it's not a real mitzvah. It's something which is a dimyon. And the only way really to get it, the person that runs away from the kovid, there's a famous story that they say that there's a person came up with this rebbe and he says that, Rebbe, my whole life I'm running away from COVID, but it never ran after me. He says, what's the pshat? How come no one's giving me COVID? So he said, because whenever you were running away from the COVID, you were always looking after you, over your shoulders to see, maybe to check to see if it's running after you. He says, if that's the case, the COVID stock is not going to run after you. You're always looking for that. That's the mitzvah, that a person that be'emes runs away from it. A person that be'etzem is Sameach b'chokai, and he's not looking the yishleish mana raise Messiah. He's the real usher because he's the one that feels content. The real feeling of usher, with sigh with an ayin, sigh with an aleph, is all only if a person is sameach b'chokai. A person that's always looking for more, he's never going to be satisfied. And this is a lesson that people don't learn for some reason. People don't learn this entire life. They got 100. They made the first million. We want to make $1 million. That's what we want to make. I just want to make $1 million. You get to $1 million? 2 million. 2 million? 5 million. 5 million? 10 million. What happened? You were happy with the 1 million at the beginning. Of course I was happy with the 1 million at the beginning because I didn't have anything. So 1 million I'm happy with. But when you have the 1 million, you see the guy across the street, he has tens of millions. I'm going to be satisfied with 1 million. 2 million. 10 million. 20 million. What happened? You see what's going on. This is something that a person doesn't realize. It's like the Ramban says, it says one of the biggest nisim, one of the biggest niflois of Kriyas Yamsuf is that all the mitzriim, they kept on going in after the Yamsuf opened up and Klal Yisrael went through and the water came back down, crashing down afterwards. The mitzriim kept on going inside. What are you thinking to do? What are you doing? What are you chasing after them? What are you going? Everybody's going inside the water and you're going right after them. A chacham learns from other people not to waste their lives on things that Be'etzim have no kiyum, not just because they have no kiyum, because you're never going to be satisfied. Push it out to the person's Olam Haza, not out to Olam Haba. Out to Olam Haba certainly, but it's out to Olam Haza. Run after something which has no kiyum. Must be a Rav Mariva Yisava. It really has no kiyum. The only Oishir is somebody's Sameach Bechalkoi, he's the Osher Amiti.